welcome everybody to Different Strokes
of Different Folks.
And we are your two hosts. My name, Reese One.
And I'm Gadget. Thank you for joining us today. Yay!
What's going on?
So, today's topic is man bashing. Yay!
That's right, y'all. That's what she said. She wants to bash up on us, me. So let's hear what she got. Because if she can't bring the bashing, then we're going to get the laughing.
Okay. That sounds kind of scary. Anyway. So, first we're going to talk about the guy I used to spend time. We talked about him on the podcast before.
He went by the name Who the Who, but today we're going to actually call him out. And what you gonna call him?
I'm gonna call him Judah, because that's his name. Well, that's the name he chooses to go by anyway, so you never know.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Rude loser.
So we talking on man bash.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. Before you get your starting of Z bashing Z men.
Okay.
Why are we bashing Z men?
Because of Judah. Believe it or not, because of him.
Y'all hear that, fellas? Now you're getting a bit of truth and reality here, fellas. So please. Listen carefully. What I'm about to say to you is a stone cold fact. This is what it is. It takes one man to make all women bash all men. That's all it takes. Just saying. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
So. I know we didn't talk about the backstory because I felt like being nice and telling people the backstory.
Mm-hmm.
So I met him about 10 plus years ago at McDonald's parking lot.
Burgers! A McBurger anyway, y'all.
Anyways, we didn't eat. He just kind of made sure I wasn't catfish, and one of my coworkers came by because at that time I was on and off again working at McDonald's, and I knew half the people there, so they were protecting my silly booty. Anyways.
Whoa, ho. Did y'all hear that? Gadget Doohickey worked at Mega Days. That's news to me. Just saying.
Yeah, so did my younger brother, so I knew the head manager, the night shift manager, all of them, and I felt protected enough at McDonald's, so that's why I choose it. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Continue. So,
anyway, so I've met him in 10 plus years ago, and, you know, he seemed like an interesting guy, an Aquarius. Believe me, never date your sign.
Hey. Don't believe her, people. That's just her having those negative feelings again.
Okay. Anyways, so we've talked off and on and went out off and on, and throughout the years, he's claimed that I cheated on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's disappeared for no reason. He has followed me.
Stalker.
He has has his ghetto ass friends follow me.
Stalker.
Call me names, and recently He just called me a hoe in the nicest way possible and says, "We are just friends. We never dated."
How did he do that? How did he call you oh, in the nicest way?
Because he would not message me for months at a time. And so I asked him why you don't message me months at a time and why he did. He goes, "Oh, well, I think you're having fun with someone else, so I don't worry about it. But you call me a cheater because I don't talk to you."
Ah, that sounds like somebody who's in their feelings, y'all. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like he all up in his own feelings.
And it didn't matter what I said to him. I told him
Right.
over and over again that I used to.
Go ahead, continue.
Okay. Sorry, I thought my phone went out for a second.
Yeah, she's being a little lazy today. Yeah, so don't pay no attention, and that's okay. It's all right. And she's gonna be fine.
So what was I talking about? Anyway, so he flat out tells me that I'm delusional because heaven forbid I actually have feelings for the dude, or getting angry because he says I get angry for no reason. That I'm delusional if I ever had feelings for him because he never showed those feelings whatsoever. He's an idiot. He's a narcissist. He's an a-hole.
Oh, don't cut it up now. You didn't say it
Okay.
once. Say it again.
He's an asshole.
Woo! She cursed. Woo!
And he thinks it's okay, even though I know for the fact that he had feelings for me at least one point in time. And why would you get jealous if I'm just a friend? Why would you stop talking to me? Because if we're just friends, why did you stop talking to me if you think I'm sleeping with somebody else?
He was a selfish friend. He wanted to be your only friend.
Yeah, that wasn't gonna happen. Just saying, I
But
have. So he also said, the whole delusional thing kind of threw me through a loop. I'm like, I'm delusional because I get angry at you because of how you treat me. Really? You're gonna treat me like crap and ignore me for months on end, and then, treat me nice in that moment that we're spending together, but ignore me the next couple days.
But here's the golden question. And a lot of people gonna ask in their own little way. You ready for this question? I hope you're
Yes.
ready, because here that question come. I'm getting it ready. Yeah. Did you give him them draws?
Yes, I did.
And then that's why he had this funny Men will act just as funny when they feel like they done gave magic to somebody. You understand? That happens way more often than what people think they know.
Like he's
Unfortunately.
conceited.
Oh.
He's all about
Unfortunately.
himself, and nothing. He does nothing wrong because he told me over and I do nothing wrong. I don't know why you're angry. You have delusional, but continue taking your anger out on me. Okay.
So here's another question then. Because I think the ones out there, and I think the doohickeys out there deserve to have these questions at least asked for them.
Okay.
If he has all of these issues, you know, issues, for those who don't understand what issues is, the golden question is, well, second golden question, technically, if he had all of these wonderful qualities, why did you give him the daylight? Why did you give him the time of day? Yes.
Because he wasn't as bad when I first met him. He's gotten progressively worse. And this last time, he's all about himself, all about his feelings, all about him. And, I used to fight with him, argue with him about, I always ask to come over, but I can never go over there. But when he asks, I have to come right away. Otherwise, he'll stop talking to me and get really bitchy with me.
So, third, but this is going to be a silver question. You know what I mean? This is a silver one. This ain't a gold one. So, the silver question is this. Did you not see the signs of how this individual was beforehand after getting to know him as long as you've been dealing with him?
Not. I mean, now I look back, I guess the signs were there. But I ever looked it because I like him.
Y'all hear that? She was able to overlook every one of those loopy flaws and red flags because she like them. Continue. Go ahead. So let you get your version on.
So it's frustrating because I told him that I feel like I wasted years with this dude, which is probably, it's not years, but anyways, like, he was all about good feelings, good vibes, and on about this all good, but he's an asshole and he would never respond to me. The only time he would respond to me if I was angry and got pissed off, sent him a nasty message. That's the only time he's ever responded to me. I can send him, oh, it's a happy day, the sun is shining and all and on about how happy the day is. And he would never respond. But as soon as I call him an a-hole,
he would respond right away. Just an a-hole. Don't just give me this a-hole stuff. No. You done said it twice now. You better continue this.
As soon as I call him asshole and want to ask him why he's ignoring me, he would respond with, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just busy. I have multiple jobs. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm not ignoring you. But it takes you a month to reply until I get angry?
All right, so you ready for a bronze question?
Yes.
So, if he puts you off that often, because you said y'all have known each other for pretty much over a decade.
Yeah.
And he only, he only been in conversation mode with you when he was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And only answered you pretty much when you were, as you said, angry. When you were angry. So if that's the only time he answered to you, why did you keep contacting him?
I don't know. I mean, like sometimes he would send me nice messages. And like he would talk to me like a normal human being would talk to me. But then he would go a month talking to me and then stop talking to me for several weeks or a month at a time and then pick up and talk to me again. Like it was nothing. And then he tells me, oh, you're beautiful, the eyes are in the beholder, and I'm the beholder, or something. He's a smooth talker, okay?
So, are you saying you feel for his wee little cheesy peasy lines of, your beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and I'm the
Yes, I fell
beholder.
for his stupid lines. Okay, yes, I fall for those cheesy ass lines.
I see heaven in your eyes. I cherish the thought of being around your essence. Cheesy lines like that.
Yes, cheesy lines like that.
And for those who don't know, that is not how smooth people talk, okay, individuals out there. That is just how he figured that he can win favor with her. Because let's be real.
I'm kind of nerdy.
Oh, she's definitely a nerd. She is so much a nerd, y'all. So much. So, any more bashing you got for him just yet?
He says he doesn't do drama, but he creates drama.
Anybody
Always
who
talking to
says, I don't do drama is drama. Yes. They don't do it
so.
because they are it. Go ahead.
I would tell you more, but I don't really want to click on his name, but I'm gonna click on his name anyway, so
It will do that right after this break. And we are back, everybody. And with us being back, we're gonna go ahead and get into that second half of this sucker. And she was bringing up something that she wanted to read from apparently the conversation. Let's get into it.
Okay, so I asked him, why are you so elusive? Okay. And then he goes, I could ask you the same, but I understand.
That's right, y'all. He didn't say, I understand. He said, I overstand. Continue.
Okay, so I pretty much said, I'm not elusive. I send you a message, you don't respond, so why are you elusive?
And
And
his
then
reply.
I told him that, I like him, but I want to punch him sometimes.
She is violent, people. She is a violent individual.
He goes, first off, you never put your hands on me in a rude or insolent manner. My energy commands respect. No promises were ever made between you and I.
He said,
I'm
no
like,
promises were made between you and I, he says.
okay.
Continue.
I didn't know I went out with the mafia, but okay. Anyways, he goes, we share company, but you also made it known that you would have friends that you sleep around with. So when you disappear, I don't trip anymore. I stay busy and productive. I don't run around chase women. I make money in my businesses.
Okay.
So he goes, that's the last, because I said F him. I said F you. I said
Oh,
fuck you.
no. Hold on, hold on. Don't give us
Okay.
no watered down stuff. Let's hear this.
Okay. I said, fuck you, Judah. I left him to be around you. Okay, I left another person to be around this fool. Okay. Because I don't gadget. That's the last time you say fuck me. I'll never disrespected you, and I'm not gonna start now. I'm done talking. Bless up.
He said, bless up.
Yeah, bless up. And I said, so, who do you think you are? I only respect people who respect me. He goes, the man with the master plan.
Nobody uses that line. I'm a guy, and that's just one of those. That, well, you said you like nerdy. Yeah, so, that's there.
I said, good, you had your life figured out. By the way, I don't see anyone. You want to know why? It has nothing to do with you. I make time for those who want to be in my job comes first than my death. It's funny because you never wanted more with me and you never will have. The last person I was with was you. He goes, I have no beef with you. I work in managers' businesses. Plural. That's no disrespect to you. So I really don't see where the injuries towards me becoming necessary. If I allow you to vent your drama, have at it. Hey, how have you been? Long time no see. We should catch up soon. He said, only energy I have for you, darling. So you are delusional if you think I ever treated you like shit. I shared my time with you equals precious. I invited you to my living space equals caring and sharing. Where have I ever wronged you? And he calls me delusional.
He stated, I just want to make sure I heard this. He stated, and I quote, I shared my time with you, which equals precious. I shared my living quarters with you, which equals cherish. Did I say that right? Say it again.
Caring and sharing.
Caring and sharing. Now, here's an interesting question that need to be asked for the ones and the doohickeys out there. Because this is a fair question to ask. Has he actually ever told you his address?
No. I know where he is. I know where he's located. The building he's located. He told me the number one time, but I never remember it because, you know, it's not that important.
He's told you the address once, but after that,
he tells me the building in front of. I know the building he lives in.
Right, but you don't know.
Because I found it on Google. But I don't know the exact address. I just know the building in front, which I'm not going to say what building that is.
And for those out there, no, we are not giving information like that. It's a question of asking whether he actually told her the address. That's the question that's actually being asked. Because, you know, I'm not down for pretty much dropping somebody's personal address like that. I'm not one of those individuals who do that. But what I will say is this. So he's told you at least one time what his address was, but never really had you come straight to his address, right to his actual door without him. Basically, you know, pretty much walking you to that path.
Yeah. I went there once because he had unlocked the door. But a couple times I went to, because he told me, that's when he actually told me his apartment number. I went up there by myself, but most of the time he would come down and get me.
So, is there any more dialogue betwixt the two of you?
Yep, of course there is.
Continue.
So, I said, "Do you understand that I always wanted you more than a friend? That I was crushed when you never showed me the same or accused me of doing something I never did. So yes, I care about you. I have feelings for you. Still want you more than a friend. So now you it's all up to you what you want to do with that information. I'd rather you tell me the truth and not what you think I want to hear." I had to get angry before you. Hold on, I wrote that wrong.
Ooh, she got flustered typing, people. Flustered typing. What flustered typing is when you just type a lot of words that you may have jumbled up into a decisive way of typing to where people had to find a way to understand it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said I had to get you angry for you to tell me how you truly felt about me. That's absurd. That I had to do that. Now I know how you really feel about me. I wasted my time and energy and feelings for you, so I am not going to block you. I'm going to do absolutely nothing when it comes to you. This will probably be my last message to you. I am moving on. Have a good life, Mr. Man with the plan.
Because you're the man with the plan. Okay.
So, anyway. He responded back to me, but I never responded to him. This is what he responded to what I wrote. Angry. There was no anger on my part. You were an angry friend. I owe you nothing for me to be mad at you in your own feelings. Happy Friday. Have a good week. As I said, I don't do drama. Positive vibes only. That's all he wrote.
Mic drop. Yeah, I heard that. She might drop. She might drop that situation. So he said he only does positive energy. He don't do drama.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So with that being said, let you have the floor with as much bashing as you can do right now.
Oh my gosh. Oh, men, let me tell you one thing. If I give you my time, don't waste it, because I'll waste yours. I'll make sure to waste your time. I'll make sure you cry. I'm not scared to make a man cry. If you're I give you a chance to show me who you truly are. But if you say something stupid, I'm going to drop you like you're hot. And I don't care. I stop caring about how men feel. Especially when it comes to people like Judith. So if you're a person who loves positive vibes, get real. Because not everybody has positive vibes 24/7. If you want positive vibes, you need to create those positive vibes and not say, "I want positive vibes, I want this, I want that." You got to make it that way. Because if I come over to you, talk to you, and you're all negative, but you want positive, how's that going to make me feel? How would anybody act in that situation? If you say you want positive vibes, show me you want positive vibes. Don't just tell me. Show me. I feel like I'm the show me state. Second of all, if you're going to treat a woman like she's carpet, make sure she can't do a background check, search for anything else about you or who you are. Because I knew his real name at one point in time. I knew where he lived at one point in time. I knew the person he was spending time with. You really don't think women will find that information out? Keep playing with them. Find out. And it angers me that men think that it's okay to treat women like know what you are is crap. You're worse than crap. You're scum of the earth. And it makes me sad that men today still do this. Why? Why do you think it's okay? Why do you think it's okay to say this person is important, but this friend's not important? Why is somebody okay to sleep with, but not to date or spend time with? Why is it that I have to get angry for somebody to answer my questions? Why are you such a loser that you can't respond to me, that you run and hide for months on end? Are you that scared? Are you scared of your feelings? I'm not scared of my feelings. I show how I feel most of the time. And for guys out there who say, oh, I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Prove it. There's men out here that I know who are married and still cheat on their wives. Why? Why do you think it's okay? If you're in a relationship saying you're going to be monogamous to that person, why are you such a dog that you have to go cheat on her? Because I have no respect for people like that. I have none. So as soon as you start treating women like crap, I lose all my respect. I lost all my respect for Judah. Yes, I say his name over and over again, but you know what? I'm making a point. And if he listens to this, he's going to be all snowflakey and ups butt hurt. But you know what? I don't care. Sorry, I'm trying not to.
And yes, everybody, I am still here. I'm just letting her have her time because she got to get this out of her system.
Why is it when I know a guy for 10 plus years, and I've known him for 10 plus years, known of him, spent time with him, why is it that he thinks it's okay to treat me like crap and then come around and say, I didn't treat you like crap? And you call me delusional? Motherfucker, you're the delusional one. You're all delusional if you think that women are okay with this. You know, I am human, I make mistakes, and I am a forgiving person, but there's a point where I cannot forgive you anymore. I cannot forget a man, forgive a man who acts like a child and cannot be responsible for his own feelings or actions. So if you're one of those people, stay away from me because I will hurt you. And if you can't keep your hands to yourself, I'll be willing to punch you in your face. I'm not scared to hit anybody. Well, unless I'm at work, but that's another different story. Ain't that right, Reese?
That is correct. That is correct. Now, understand, individuals out there. She ain't talking about me. She ain't talking about me. Because I'm a polyamorous man. And me being who I am, I don't cheat. I am open and honest about how I am, the way I am, or who I am. And I ain't got time to lie to nobody. So she ain't talking about me. She talking about all these wannabes out here. I'm just making that clear for y'all. Just making it clear.
And if you come in with a cocky attitude, I will make sure to bring down you a notch. I do not boost your ego. I will not boost anybody's ego. You can even ask Breeze. I don't boost his ego. Occasionally I have because it was an accident, but.
First of all, yeah, let me make this crystal clear. She can't boost my ego because as much as she swears up and down, I have the biggest ego in the world. I am just a very confident individual. I'm definitely comfortable and confident and within myself to know my worth and know how I can basically strut my stuff. So guess what? There is no boosting an ego. Because will I say I have an ego? Yes, I do. But guess what? It's not as big as she swears it is.
Man, it's the size of Texas sometimes. I'm joking. But if you come at me talking, oh, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, and you don't show up, I'm going to prove to you how crappy you really are. You say, oh, I'm this good, or, you know, I'll make this happen, I'll make this happen, you better make it happen.
Otherwise, yeah, I'm yeah, not- I know. Yeah, mm-hmm. I want to hear something real funny, y'all. I know she must be talking about other people. Because if she ever tried to act like she's going to complain on me, I will bring stories out.
I'm not I talking about some, you, Reed.
Yeah, I know you ain't talking about me. I will bring some stories out that pretty much will make her turn silver. Yeah, she gets so red that y'all going to feel the heat through the speakers out here. Just saying. Go ahead, continue.
So if you say you're this and this and this and you don't perform to those standards that you set for yourself, you know what, you don't place on my scale? Yes.
Tell us. We want to know.
You'll be being set at 2 if you're lucky.
And for those who don't understand what the skill is, it is her romantic skill. It is her lay it down skill. It is her get smash and get that ass skill. It is that, ooh, baby, let's get crazy. You know, we want to see if we can make a baby. So that's that type of skill, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I have a scale. And everybody starts at the 0. I start everybody fairly. Once you start saying stuff that you're good at, I bring up the scale up. But if you don't do those, it'll go back down. Or if you have a crappy attitude, if you're a showboater, no, thank you. You can leave.
I guess what she mean by showboater, if a dude walk in there helicoptering his penis, come on something, yeah, baby, you know you like that, mate. Mm-hmm. Crickets.
So, dudes, if you're out there thinking that, oh, I can get any woman, you know, there's one woman right here that you can't get. Because I will not tolerate it anymore. I will not put up with your BS. I will not tolerate.
She's censoring everything again. Boo!
I will not tolerate your bullshit, okay?
Yeah.
Happiness. I will not tolerate it. I know everybody has drama. For people to say they don't got drama, they live under a rock. Everybody has drama. Whether that's family, whether that's kids, whether that's car, whether that's work. Everybody got some kind of drama in their life. If you say you don't, you're lying. Because I can create drama for you. I'm good at creating drama.
Mm. I don't know how to respond to that particular one right there, everyone. Because, I personally do not dabble in drama. It doesn't mean that there's nothing dramatic going on around my life, but I personally don't do it. I just don't do it. Don't mean it doesn't involve or it's not somewhere in my life. Just saying. So, with all that being said, I'm going to give you one more chance to say any and everything unfiltered, uncensored, and everybody understand why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because here's the thing. If any of you want to ever come and be on Different Strokes of Different Folks, you are welcome. You can send a message to either Gadget Doohickey or myself via Facebook WhatsApp, Instagram, or many other of the social media alphabets. And we will let you be able to do the same thing. Now, understand, the reason why I want her to do this in this most unfiltered, uncensored way is because, and I'm booing her, and the reason why I am truly booing her anytime she censor herself is because here's the thing. We all got to let it go at some point because we don't want it to bubble up too daggone much. Too damn much. Too fucking much. We don't want it to bubble up. You don't need that.
And I did retail therapy today, so, you know.
So, just... And you said what now?
I did some retail therapy today. I bought me some stuff today.
Right. So, so in general, it's always best to let it out in a safe space. And I know everybody like, how the hell is this a safe space? This is out in the internet. This is out in the social media world. This is out in the globe, baby. Understand, this is why it's a safe space. We always allow individuals to be anonymous. So whatever you choose to say, and how you choose to say it is up to you, as long as you don't give any true indications of who you are and who you speaking of. In this particular case, Gadget Doohickey knows she can speak on this individual because, plain and simple, you didn't hear her use his government name. No. But she did use a nickname of his that is legit. She didn't give a address. She just gave a fill of a location. What's it's by, you know, what it's by. She didn't give any true markers of how this foo may look, act, or smell. She just gave you his own words. So, again, we are willing to allow we are willing to allow everyone to have that opportunity to let it rip from dealing with different strokes of different folks. We don't care what country you may be in. If we can find a way to get a translator, we'll happily find a way to let it translate its way through. Therefore, it can really be heard from you. But either way it go, we want everybody to have their own form of a platform. Know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
So, with that being said, we here at Different Strokes of Different Folks want to say thank you for pretty much being here with us today. And listening
to my drama.
And it's definitely her drama. Because again, this is what we say to y'all.
Thank you for being my friend.
Oh yeah.
When I needed one.
Because we all need a friend to be able to fill in. You know what I mean? So, if you want to be able to hit us up, how can you do that to Miss Doohickey?
Well, you can hit me up on here at anchor.fm/gadgets85 or anchor.fm/different strokes of different folks. Or you can hit me up on Instagram, Gadget Doohickey, Facebook, Gadget Doohickey, and I'm working on another platform. Starting to start that up. It'd be another month or so. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can hit me up on the alphabets of social media with that similarities one. You know what I mean? And the thing is, when you look me up, you can hit me up and just let it fly. That's on TikTok. That's on Discord. That's on Facebook. That's on Instagram. That's on blah, 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 blah. That's on ooh, 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 ooh. That's on everything. I mean, everything. Oh, yeah, everything. Come on, everything. So either way it goes like this. We want you to be able to let it fly, baby. Because we hear different strokes of different folks care about you. So, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and let y'all have the rest of your wonderful, loving, relaxing day. And if you don't know what's up, now that's what's up. And we'll holler at y'all next time.
Bye.
She is still a nerd.